Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. This is Apostle Deborah Deans, and I want to thank God for everyone being on this radio broadcast on today. I'm so excited, and I thank God for it on today. This is Apostle Deborah Deans. Good evening, everyone. I just greet everyone in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. And to everyone in radio land and on the radio broadcast, I just thank God for you all tonight. We're going to get ready to open up, and I want to thank Evangelist for engineering on tonight, and to everyone that's on the radio broadcast. We're going to open up our Bible study tonight. Oh, my goodness. Thank you. I'm going to just read from Psalms tonight and then I'll pray. Oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Though through thy commandments has made me wiser than my enemy, for they are even with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancient, because I keep thy precepts. I have refrained my feet from every evil way, that I might keep thy word. I have departed from thy judgment, for thou hast taught me. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. I have just read you Psalms 119, verses 97 through 104. May God richly add a blessing to the readers, most of all the doers of his most holy word. Father, we come on tonight, this evening, Father, just thanking and praising you tonight. Father, we just, right now, I take control of the atmosphere here tonight, Lord. I take control over the airways right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We release your anointing right now over the airways, over the radio broadcast in the name of Jesus. Father, we bind the strong man on tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Every imp, every demon, every evil thing, Father, that try to come up against this radio broadcast in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Lord, I ask you right now to let me decrease that the Holy Ghost may increase and teach your people on tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Allow me to surrender myself, Father, in the name of Jesus. Surrender my will, not my will, but thy will be done, Father, in the name of Jesus. Bless everyone that's up under the sound of my voice. Bless them right now. Keep them covered in the shed blood of Jesus. I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. Amen. Excuse me. Amen. We just thank God, and I usually wait a few minutes, but I'm sure everybody will be on in a little while, and I'm going to go on and get started because I am so tired today. I don't know. I just been through a whole lot since about 4:30 this morning, so I've been really going and really going through a lot, and God has taken me through, and I thank him, but I'm extra tired. I even had was wanting to go to sleep when I got home, but I didn't get a chance. Got home from work, but I thank God that I'm still. So, y'all, just bear with me. But on tonight, and I know a lot of people don't teach. Okay, thank you. I know a lot of people don't teach on this and don't talk about it, and I want the lines open so you all can talk and give me your view of this, because we need to know, and we need to know the truth. So tonight we want to talk about keeping the Sabbath. We want to talk about who changed the Sabbath. Amen. Who changed the Sabbath? Who changed it to Sunday? Why did they change the Sabbath? Amen. Constantine, he sure did change the Sabbath. And why are we not keeping the Sabbath when it's part of the Ten Commandments? Why are we just going right along with everyone else? And I know it's tradition that we do it on Sunday, but when we go on Sunday, we worship sun god. That's the day that the sun god, for the pagan Sabbath, whatever they call it. But I got some material I want to read to you, and I want you to know this. We need to know what we're doing is not right. He said, remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. Remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. And we're not doing that. So I'm going to read a couple of a few things that I found, and it's more than a few things. It's a lot, but I'm just going to read, and I'm going to stop and see if you all want to answer questions, but I'm going to read a little of this. What is it about the Sabbath commandment that meets with so much opposition? And why are there tens of thousands of churches that do observe the seven-day Sabbath? Did you know that there are now more than 500 different denominations of Sabbath-keeping churches that observe the seven-day Sabbath? America held their third Ten Commandment Commission Day in 2008, and because of this yearly event, many churches started doing studies on the Ten Commandments between the first and the second Ten Commandment days, which resulted in another 100 different denominations switching back to the seventh-day Sabbath. It's saying the seventh, like the number seven-day Sabbath. What did they find that made them change from Sunday back to the seven-day Sabbath? There are literally hundreds of excuses you can choose from as to why the seventh-day Sabbath is no longer relevant, but it is. And so now I'm going to read on down here, and they was talking about the circumcision. But we don't want to talk about, okay, the fact of the matter is, because they're talking about circumcision over in 1 Corinthians chapter 7 and 19, it says circumcision is nothing and uncircumcision is nothing but the keeping of the commandments of God. The fact of the matter is that there is not one scripture that says the Sabbath day is now Sunday. Not one scripture. After all, the Ten Commandments are the only thing that God spoke in such incredible majesty, fiery majesty, thundering his voice from the mountaintop as everyone below trembled in fear, and then personally wrote this magnificent law into stone tablets. Yet there is no one clear scripture on it. Just assumption. One of God's commandments supposedly goes, and we do not have even one clear scripture. Why not? The answer is simple. It was never changed to Sunday by the authority of God. So no such scripture exists. So, and what they're saying is, it shouldn't have never been changed. It wasn't changed in the Bible. So how can somebody come change it? God didn't give them authority to change the commandments that he wrote. He says, It was actually changed as a result of sun worship. Hence the name Sun Day. The English name for the days of the week are pagan names. In over 100 other languages in the world, Saturday is still called the Sabbath, just as it was named at creation. This date, right back to Babel in Genesis 11, where Saturday was recognized as the Sabbath day and was incorporated into the very name of the day. The predates Judaism and the giving of the law. The following is the origin of the pagan names in day order. It says Sunday, and what it has by it, it says dies, D-I-E-S, solis, S-O-L-I-S, and it's a Latin word, which means day of the sun, from which we get Sunday. Sun worship was marked by the use of the halo around your head, or the numbers, which originated in the pagan Greeks and Romans to represent their sun god, Helios. He was later on that artist, then adopted it for use in Christian images. It's just a picture of a man with a halo. The halo is actually the sun behind the person's head, as shown in the illustration. It's easy to recognize once one realizes what it is, although it's also often symbolized to make it less obvious. Okay. Monday, and it says dies, D-I-E-S, Luna, is L-U-N-A-E, from which comes the word lunar, means moon day, from which we get the shortened version Monday. Then you have Tuesday, and it has died behind there, and then it had Martyrs, M-A-R-T-I-S, which means Mars day, M-A-R-S, day after Mars, the Roman god of war. The day was known to the pagan Germans after their own god of war. Okay, Wednesday, and it has dies, and it has Mercury, means Mercury day. Pronounced wooden, was the Germanic version of the pagan god Mercury, and they named the day Wooden Day, from which we get Wednesday. And Thursday is Dies Jovis, means Jove's Day or Jupiter's Day. Thor was the Germanic version of the god Jupiter, so they call the day Thor's Day, from which we get Thursday. And then you have Friday, and it's D-I-E-S. And then it has Venerius, means Venus Day. The Germanic version of this female god was Frigg, F-R-I-G-G, or Phrygia, F-R-E-Y-J-A. So they called the day Friday Day, from which we got Friday. And Saturday, it has dies, and it has Saturn, meaning Saturn Day, from which came Saturday. The pagans also observed their Saturnalia in the last week of December, a time when work ceased, gifts were exchanged, and slaves feasted with their masters. And then we have sun worship in Fex, ancient Israel. In the ancient world, sun worship was one of the most common forms of pagan idolatry. Immediately after Israel left Egypt, God warned his people against being driven to worship the sun, Deuteronomy 4:19. Yet Israel later yield to temptation, compromise with the nation around them, and dedicate their horses to the sun, 2 Kings 23:11 says, during a time of revival, King Josiah purged much of Israel and burned the chariots of the sun with fire. 2 Kings 23:11. Before the Babylonian captivity, many Israelites leaders rejected their creator, yielded again to idolatry, and worshiped the sun toward the east. Ezekiel 8:16. At the same time, God declared that they hid their eyes from my Sabbath. Ezekiel 22:26. Thus, ancient Israel shifted from Sabbath keeping to sun worship. In 1 Corinthians 10:1-11, Paul warned the church against repeating the sin of ancient Israel. So you see, does anyone have any questions about the days and what I'm talking about, why we should know them? Amen. Because I want you all to remember, because we need to know it now. And I'm not saying, oh, you need to change from going to church on Sundays. I'm not going to do that. If God don't convict you of it, that's between you and God. Y'all know that. I'm just reading you what comes out of the Word of God. And he did not change his Ten Commandments. Some laws he done away with, but the Ten Commandments is for here. It's here forever. And he said, remember my Sabbath and keep it holy. The Sabbath was never on Sunday. Constantine did that. Okay. A predicted falling away within the church. Through the enlightenment of the Holy Spirit, Paul discerned that a tragic falling away from Jesus Christ and the Bible truth would eventually occur within Christianity, and that the man of sin would arise. 2 Thessalonians 2:3, this man of sin is the same power as the little horn with eyes like the eyes of a man. That's in Daniel 7:8. And the beast, Revelation 13. Even in his own day, Paul saw errors creeping into the church and declared the mystery of iniquity, which is sin, doeth already work. That's in 2 Thessalonians 2:7. Paul warned that after his death, from among the elders of the church, men would arise speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them. Acts 20:17-30. This apostasy would result in a departure from God's word and the original faith as taught by Jesus Christ. And you can look over in 1 Timothy 4:1, and other New Testament writers warned that deception were entering the church. And it's just like of today, you know, we got a lot of deception. You got witches sitting in churches, and some of the apostles saying, let them stay there, and maybe they'll change. The Bible didn't say that. The Bible said, suffer, wish not to live. So, you know, it's a lot of deception in the church, a lot of it, and they're not teaching. But as long as God give me breath, I'm going to tell you what's right. I'm not going to make you do it, but God is off of my hands. See, it's off of my head. That blood is not on my hands, because I'm telling and I'm teaching you what God is instructing me to. So the Sabbath day is not on Sunday. It's on Saturday. But you can go along with that tradition stuff if you want to. That's your business. And you can worship God any day of the week, you see. But the Sabbath day, he said, remember it and keep it holy. Remember and keep it holy. Mm-mm. And that's what we're supposed to do. Any questions? Any comments?
Okay. Hi, Apostle. God bless you. God bless. I was just trying to remember the scripture that you were saying about the Sabbath day. the Saturday day. Where is that? What scripture is that?
You mean what they had named Saturday?
Yes.
You mean what
okay,
they call,
when,
that? That's the Saturn day. Saturn day.
Okay.
Uh huh. It's from the planet Saturn, and they got Saturday from that.
Okay. Okay, I'm just trying to get the understanding.
Mm-hmm. And then it says, I must skip this. It says the sun worship, the day of the sun and Sunday. The Romans called the sun god Mithra and Apollo, and they especially worshiped the sun on the first day of the week, also called Dies Solos, the Latin word which means the day of the sun. The Sunday is the first day of the week. The name Sunday was adopted because this day was anciently dedicated to the sun or to its worship, the first day of the week. Webster's Dictionary said that in 1929, it was edited that. But you could look at your check stub, and your check stub going to start on Sunday, and that is the first day of the week. Anti-Jewish sentiment for the Sabbath to Sunday changed. It was A.D. 49 when Emperor Claudius expelled the Jews from Rome because of constant rioting over the instigation of Charteris. Since converted Jews such as Aquila and Priscilla were expelled along with the Jews, that's in Acts 18, verse 2. We know that the Romans did not distinguish between the Christians and the Jews at this point in time. 14 years later, however, Nero identified the Christians and the Jews as being separate entities and very distinguished from one and another. It was toward the end of the first century when relations between the Jews and the Roman Empire deteriorated seriously. Prior to this, the Roman had recognized Judaism as a legitimate religion and even had some degree of respect and admiration for this religious principle. But the Jewish wars that began around 66 A.D. put an end to all of that. Okay, I'm trying to get to where this man changed the date. That's why I'm reading. Near the end of his ministry, Jesus predicted that every stone of the Jewish temple would be thrown down, Matthew 24, verse 1 and 2. This occurred when the temple was destroyed by the Romans during the first Jewish war in 70 A.D., the statistics of bloodshed provided by, I want to get on down here. Let me see. I'm trying to find out where this man changed this. It says Christians compromised with pagan sun worship practices and adopted Sunday. Before the coming of Christ, all the Eastern nations performed divine worship with their faces turned to that part of heaven where the sun displays its rising beams. The Christians converts retained the ancient and universal custom of worshiping toward the east, which sprang from it. Mosesium Ecclesiastical History. That's where that comes from. Century 2, Part 2, Chapter 4, Part 7, Paragraph 7. Sunday dies of the Roman calendar, date of the sun, because it was dedicated to the sun. The first day of the week was adopted by the early Christians as a day of worship. We all gathered on the day of sun. On this same day, Jesus, our Savior, rose from the dead, from the church father, St. Justin, and that's what he said. Before the Jewish temple was destroyed in 70 AD, a strong Christian church was planted through missionary efforts inside the city of Rome itself, in the heart of the Roman Empire. And Paul wrote his letter, the Epistle of Paul to the Romans, to those early believers in Rome, Romans 1:7, but because it was surrounded by paganism inside the world's mightiest capital, this church soon experienced a falling away. See 2 Thessalonians 2:3, from the purity of the gospel and the metamorphosed to the wealthy politician, into the wealthy, political, savvy, and powerful Roman Catholic Church. The transition especially took place during the time of the Emperor Constantine, the 4th century, who favored the Roman Catholic Church above all other Christian churches. I didn't even know Catholics was Christians. I just didn't know that. I thought they was Catholics. I didn't know they was Christians. Anyway, Constantine, Catholicism, whatever that is, sun worship, and the Sabbath to Sunday change. It was in 312 A.D. prior to his pivotal victory over his rival Maxtius at the Battle of Mavaya Bridge. Constantine became a Christian after claiming to see in broad daylight a vision of a cross above the sun. With these words emblazed in hoc, or whatever, it's some stuff, by this sign, conquer. After defeating his enemies and becoming emperor of Rome, Constantine preside in full royal pomp over the First Council of Nicaea in 325 A.D. The shrewd politician, political genius, his scheme was to unite paganism and Christianity in an effort to strengthen his empire. Constantine knew that pagans throughout the empire worshipped the sun on the first day of the week, and he discovered that many Christians, and especially in Rome and Alexandria, also kept Sunday because Christ rose from the dead on that day. So Constantine developed a plan to unite both groups on a common platform of Sunday keeping. On March 7, 321 A.D., he passed his famous national Sunday law on the venerable day of the sun, let the magistrate and people resided in the city rest, and let all workshops be closed. And this came from the Codex Justinian, and they got a lot of other things where this came from, the notes where it came from. And another source, let all judges and townspeople and occupancies of all trades rest on the venerable day of the sun, Sunday. Nevertheless, let those who are situated in the ritual, in the rural districts, freely and with full liberty attend to the cultivation of the fields, because it is frequently happened that no other day may be so fitting for plowing grains or trenching vineyards, least at the time the advantage of the moment granted by the provision of heaven may be lost. Okay, so it was Constantine that changed it March 7, 321 A.D., changed the Sabbath to a Sunday. And the Sunday is the first day of the week. And a lot of them over the Mideast, they still keep that. They still, the first day of the week for them is Sunday. for us, it's the Sabbath, and that's not what it's supposed to be. Anyone have any questions or comments? And another, okay, I'm not going to read. Now a professional Christian, Constantine, nevertheless remained a devout sun worshiper. The sun was universally separated, celebrated as the invincible guide and protector of Constantine, notes Edward Gibson in his classic Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire. Constantine even printed coins which bore on the one side the letters of the name of Christ, on the other the figure of the sun god. That's something. Again, Constantine's promotion of Sunday observance was part of his definite strategy to combine paganism with Christianity. The retention of the old pagan name of Dies Solars, or Sunday, for the weekly Christian festival is in great measure owing to the union of pagan and Christian sentiments with which the first day of the week was recommended by Constantine to his subjects, pagan and Christians alike, as the venerable day of the sun. And that's out of Stanley's History of the Eastern Church. But I just want us to know that we're worshiping on the wrong day, and you can worship any day of the week. But I want you all to remember the Sabbath. I want you to remember the Ten Commandments. It says, remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. And I want you all to, I don't know how you can do it, but I need you all to look up, study, get familiar with this, because you need to be keeping God's commandments. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. We should observe. That's the day of rest. On Sundays, you don't rest, you go to church. And we do everything else. We go out and eat, we do this and do that. But when you keeping the Sabbath, you're not really supposed to do anything but go to church. You can go to church but you're not supposed to really do anything. You're not supposed to cook, clean, none of that. You're not supposed to do any of that. That's the only way we're going to learn how to keep the feast, because that's my next teaching, the feast days. Because believe me, Jesus is soon to be back, and you got to keep the covenant that he made with us. We got to do it. You know, I come from a Baptist denomination. Some of the Baptist churches have started. I passed the Lutheran church Saturday when I went out, and they was in church. See, God is, they calling them back to where they supposed to be, because they teaching truth. And we're not getting the truth like we should. These preachers, these teachers, apostles, pastors, whatever they are, they don't start teaching the word of God. I'm telling you, it's some heavy weight going to fall on them, I'm telling you. A heavy, heavy weight. They're going to be beat with many stripes, many of them. And I'm not going to be the one, because I'm going to tell you, whether you do it or not, that's on you. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to tell you just what the Lord says. That's what he's saying. I looked at this thing this morning. I said, Lord, I don't know that much about, all I know is Constantine changed it. And he was saying, teach it. Teach it. You got to tell them. It got to start somewhere. Got to start somewhere. And you all have to, too. If you don't believe me, look it up yourself. Look it up yourself. You can do some study, do some research on it yourself, and know that when you learn better, you ought to do better. When you know the truth, truth going to only set you free. When you know to do the right thing, do it. Do it. That's the only way we're going to, I'm telling you, we got to keep the Sabbath. We got to do them Ten Commandments, I'm telling you. He did not change not one Ten Commandments. He may have added to it, but he sure didn't change it. And he didn't really add to it. He said he had two commandments that are really, if you could do these two, you could do all the rest of them. But you gotta start somewhere. You gotta start somewhere. And you will see how God, because I'm telling you, the promises and the blessings, he promised it to us. He made a covenant with us. But if we're not keeping the commandments, we're not even keeping the feast days, we're not doing anything. I know people that's keeping them, and they are blessed royally. Do you hear me? They
Apostle,
are blessed.
Okay. You said that we're not supposed to do anything on the Sabbath day, right?
Not pertaining to yourself. Mm-mm.
When you said pertaining to myself, you mean like...
You know, well, to go to church and stuff is fine, but I'm talking about like washing and cleaning and stuff like that.
Okay.
Cooking. You're not supposed to do any of that because, I mean, that's the way it is. I know a lot of Sabbath day keeping churches and people too, and they keep it. They keep the commandment that God wrote on those tablets. He did not change his commandment. Constantine changed it. It's all in the history books. It's everywhere. And we let one white man, and I'm not prejudiced, come and change that stuff, and we just do it. That's not what the Word of God says.
So, Pop, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. So what about when Jesus healed on the Sabbath day, and the Pharisees was trying to pretty much condemn him for doing that? What is the difference between that and
that's kind of really pertaining to church. That's why we go to church and we do those Christian things on that day. You know, I didn't pray for many people in church on the Sabbath day. I didn't lay hands on many people in church on the Sabbath day. It's holy things that we're doing. That's not unholy. He said, remember my Sabbath and keep it holy.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's holy things. Jesus knew what he was doing. I mean, when I lived in Missouri, I went to three churches every Sabbath day. Three. Every Sabbath day. I leave from one and go to another. On one end, I go to another. I even went to Illinois and went to one. Every Sabbath day. And if I couldn't make it, I didn't leave the house. I rested. And so I'm learning more and more about the feast. I've been studying about the feast. I just missed one. I didn't really miss it. I just didn't go because they changed, and I knew the storms was coming. And I don't know if I told you all or not, but they were saying stay away from the water. Stay back from the water. And first it was going to be in Orlando, and I knew it was water, and they was talking about the storms down there, and I know about Florida. Then they changed it back to Chattanooga, Tennessee. They said Cleveland, Tennessee. And when they tell me Chattanooga, I know I wasn't going up in the mountains. I just said, Lord, I'll go next time. And I'll find somewhere close that I can go and won't have to fly all over to get one. Nowhere. I can go right here in Michigan, or I go, you know, somewhere else close and not where I won't have to fly all over to get there, you know. But we got to start doing this. God would be pleased. You would see the change in your life. I'm telling you, I've seen what God can do. I've seen what God can do when you keep his commandments and you keep those feast days and things.
No, hello? You don't need no light right now.
Hello, hello? Somebody calling. Me talking.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay, on the Sabbath day, does that include work too? That means
yes, ma'am.
Okay, got that.
It does. It includes work too. A lot of people wouldn't work. Now, I got some Arabs that stay behind me, and I know they keep the Sabbath on Saturday because they don't do anything. They shut it down over there. Even when the holy days just passed, we didn't know where they had moved. They kept their shades down. I know I called some of it because I'll be praying, and they don't like that because, you know, they think they pray to Abraham and stuff like that. But I'm saying they shut it down. They shut it down over there, and I knew. And even here, it's a lot of Jews here. It's a lot of Arabs in Dearborn, but it's a lot of Jews here. And you could see them on Friday, and they in the daytime they go get their stuff, and that before the sun go down, they be going now on the Sabbath day. You can see them going to the synagogue. You see them all over going to the synagogue. So you know they keeping it, and we have to do it too. We don't let people tell you that you're not supposed to keep the Sabbath and you're not supposed to keep the feast days because you do. You do. And because it's not going to be on my hand. I'm telling you now because, see, my husband taught me. And I was like, man, you coming here trying to change everything. What you doing? You know, he said, baby, I said, I told you before, if you can't show it to him in the Word of God, don't bring that stuff to me. He just started showing me stuff. Then I started connecting with other people that keep the Sabbath. And then now everybody I know almost is keeping the Sabbath. And they celebrate the feast days. And it's just a blessing. Even Prophet Manasseh, he keeps the feast days. And other prophets, they keep the feast days. Because they know what the Lord said. He did not change the Ten Commandments. And I'm an apostle, but I'm a prophet of God. And I'm telling you today that you need to keep these feast days. You need to start knowing what to do. Every Friday evening, I light candles in my house. I say the house prayer, blessing, and I light candles. Every Saturday morning, I do the same thing. They burn all day until the sun go down. Observe and keep the Sabbath day because that's what the Word of God says. Any more questions or comments?
Yes, Apostle. Okay, the feast days, and the feast days are there like certain times during the year for the feast days.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you do?
They store the first month of the year, which is April. It's the first. And I'm just telling you the truth. It's April, the first day of the month of the year. But we celebrate, we say January is, but it's not. It's not because you have three different calendars. And that's what's got everybody thrown off with days and stuff like that. But in April, the feast days start. I'm not going to get off in the day into the month yet. I am going to let you know all of this because God had me. I bought this book 2 or 3 years ago, and God has had me studying this book for the last 6 months. I was like, Lord, the Passover, the feast days are Passover, the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the Feast of First Fruits, the Feast of Weeks. They call it the Feast of Wheat, Shavuot, S-H-A-V-U-O-T. Then Rosh Hashanah, the Feast of Trumpets. Then you have Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. And the last feast was just over this week, last week. Sukkot, the Feast of Tabernacles. The Feast of Tabernacles. Sukkot is S-U-K-K-O-T. Mm-hmm. And they come in different months. In the book, it was saying the first month, and I'm thinking January, and they talking about April. The Passover is in the month of Nisan, which is March, April. That's when the Passover is. And then the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Let me see. I think it's in April too. The Passover is in March, and I think the Feast of Unleavened Bread is in April. And then I don't know. I have to get it because I'm going to tell you the wrong date. I have to get it all together, and it's in different seasons. I think it says the Feast of the Passover was given to Israel, but it depicts the Messiah's death on Calvary for the sins of the world. And then the Feast of the Unleavened Bread was given to Israel, but it depicts the fact that the Lord's body would not decay in the grave. And then the Feast of the First Fruit was given to Israel. However, it depicts the Lord's triumph, resurrection, because he lives, that believers will also live. And the Feast of the Weeks, which is the Feast of Pentecost, was given to Israel, but it depicts the birth of the church through the new covenant. So it's a lot that we need to go, and I want to take you slow. I want you to start just marinating on the Sabbath, because you're going to get blessed. God going to move you up a whole nother level. I'm just telling you. When you accept his Ten Commandments, he's specifically saying the word of God, if you love me, keep my commandments. And I know y'all love God. I know y'all do, because you're a part of this ministry. And we love God. And whatever he says, I will do. I'm just like those folks in the Bible. Whatever you say, we will do. So it's nothing that I'm making up. It's right there in the word of God where it has scripture with it. In the Ten Commandments, you can't get no better than that. And he didn't change not one of them. Constantine changed it. So I just want you all to just marinate and think about that. You know, God is a good God, and we need to know we have blessings that we haven't even tapped in. We have promises that we have not even tapped. Our covenants that we made, that he made with us, we have those. And we haven't even touched yet, because we haven't gotten that far. Nobody's never introduced us. Nobody ever told us. But this is one apostle right here, pastor, gonna tell you. Whether you do it, God bless you. Whether you do it or not, it's between you and God. It's a personal thing. But I love God, and I'm going to keep every one of his commandments. I love him more than life itself. I love God. And I want to do exactly what he said. Mm-hmm. Ain't perfect by no means. But I want to do, my desire is to please God. Mm-hmm. Any more questions?
Yes, Apostle, I'm sorry. One more question.
That's okay.
Okay, on the feast day, do you go to church on the feast days or?
Well, a lot of these feast days, it's a lot of churches. They do have church. A lot of these feast days, because just like the convocation, starting November, the first week of November, believe me, the feast days is just like the convocation. You have so many of them all over the country. And when I tell you, it's the blessings of Abraham. I can hear it in my spirit, and I just heard the Spirit of the Lord say it's the blessings of Abraham. And it's like it's our inheritance. It's our inheritance. And when we keep the covenant, and when we keep the commandments, and I'm telling you, when you in covenant, I'm telling you, you're getting your inheritance. An apostle I know, she brought her children up when she was young. She was doing this. She was in her 20s. She was doing this, and she's in her almost 60s now, and she's still doing it. And believe me, she is a millionaire. Believe me. And just got, God just blessed her hand. She got on a water company, on homes, you know how to get things, know how to do things. But believe me, last week she shut it down because it was the holy day. Her children grew up, and one of her daughters, or both of them, married to Arabs. And keep their head covers and stuff. I'm not saying for nobody to do that. You know, that's, you know, but she brought her children up doing that, keeping the feast days and keeping the Sabbath. Mm-hmm. And God has blessed her. Yes, he has. He's blessed her for that. You know, she know people all over that keep the Sabbath. But I just wanted to, I had to, because I was so tired. I said, Lord, what am I, this was this morning at 5:05, saying, Lord, what am I going to teach on this time? He said, my Sabbath. I was like, Lord, I don't know nothing about that too much. But he said, teach it. So, and I didn't even tell Ed, because he'd have been on this line, he'd have been on this radio saying everything. I just want to break it to you slow and gentle, because I know that God is good and he is worthy for us to do what we need to do. Any more questions?
Apostle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the third day should be kept holy.
Mm-hmm. It's Saturday.
Even,
yeah, mm-hmm.
even the children, they shouldn't be praying or nothing. They should just be praising the Lord, right?
Well, my thing is, when we had grandchildren over to the house, especially in Missouri, and we would tell them, if you come here on Friday and you're here Saturday, you're going to have to keep the Sabbath. And we don't turn television on. We play our gospel music, or we play whatever gospel, whatever it is. We put that on. We study our Bibles. We read. Whatever they did, you know, they couldn't turn television on. You know, they had to and be quiet and get something, study, read or something. You know, you have children that's 4 and 5 years old, or maybe 5 and 6. You know, they don't even know how to read, but you can take them through some things, or you can get them a little tape or something, a DVD of the little cartoon gospel things and put it on so that can make them interested in it, you know. But
right.
that's a day when you start keeping the Sabbath, you're going to see a change in your life, every one of you. Believe me. And you'll be looking for the Sabbath on Saturday, because it's a day of rest. It's a day of rest, even though some people work on that day. Now, don't get me wrong. I know you have to work. Some people work on that day. But you still, in your spirit, in your heart and mind, you know it's the Sabbath, and you treat it like it's the Sabbath. And God know your heart. He see your heart. So, you know, you have to do that. God know where you are. He knows what's going on. I know people have quit their job, you know, but, you know, and there was something else. But when you have to work, you have to work. I just say that, you know. But, you know, your heart needs to be on the Lord on the Sabbath day. Just like if you was working on Sunday, you'll be thinking about church. I wish I could have made it today. I bet they're having a good Holy Ghost time. That's what you do on the Sabbath day. On your lunch break, on your break, read some of the Word of God or pray or whatever. God know your heart. And when the sun go down, it's from Friday night sundown to Saturday night sundown. Yeah. Friday night sundown to Saturday night. Some people don't start it till Saturday. But at least they're observing the Sabbath on the Sabbath day. Mm-hmm. So I want you. Mm-hmm.
What do you say to all of the people that has been observing Sunday as the Sabbath day? You know, because some people have been taught different. I was reading in Revelation, mm-hmm. the first chapter, when John was speaking. When John began to write the book of Revelation,
mm-hmm.
and he said that, let me read it, but, you know, people for many years had, you know, they've been observing Sunday as the Sabbath day. What do you say to those people?
Well, and that's, well, see, that's why I'm saying this now. Because, you know, it's a lot of people. It's a lot of people. And I was one of them. I'm telling you, I was one of them. It took a hard, but I had to do it. But
okay. All
you can do is relate to the Word of God. And you can show them where Constantine changed it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So it says that I was Revelation 1, verse 10. It says John was speaking. He says, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and he heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet. And you know, studying that on the Lord's day, when you study that. It says the day and time when he had this vision was the Lord's day.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look into that, you know, it's just so many different, you know, I guess there's just like a big old argument, just like Christians can't have demons. That's like one of those arguments.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? It's the same type of thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But what the theologians are saying is that at that particular time, when Jesus was risen from the grave,
mm-hmm.
it's like that was the Lord's day was on the Sabbath day was changed. You know, it's one big argument, but. What I'm saying is, how do we, you know, like most churches are worshiping on Sundays and observing Sundays as our Sabbath day, you know, or day of rest. How, moving forward, do we're going to observe Sunday, we worship on Sunday, most people rest on Sundays, a lot of people are working on Saturday and Sunday. So should we, moving forward, you know, I mean, observe both of the days. I mean, just how do we, you know,
handle ourselves? Well, the thing about it, because I had said it, and that's why you keep hearing me saying, you can worship God on any day of the week. He say, but get my Sabbath day and keep it holy. Sunday is just what I said. You can look it up. You can go and research on the word Sunday, and you can see it's from the sun god. See, that's what you have to, the real true meaning. It's a pagan. And all of these days are just about pagan because they got them from the Jupiter and Saturn and Mercury and all that. But Sunday is like a sun god. Sunday. And they worship that day. They worship the sun god, you know, on that day. And that's not what we're doing. We're not worshiping no idols. That's not what we're doing. And Constantine, you know, he changed it. So if he changed it, I mean, if it was somebody in the word John or Paul or Timothy or Barnabas or somebody from the word of God changed it, then they had the authority to change it. But Constantine did not have God's authority to change the Ten Commandments, to change it to Sunday. That's all I'm saying. But in what you're stating is, I mean, you could worship on Saturday, you could worship on Sunday. You could worship any day of the week. But just remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. That's all I'm saying, because it took me a while. It took me a minute, but I got right on into it because I didn't know all these churches was worshiping God on Saturday. I just didn't know all the churches was doing it like that. It's just as many on Sunday as it is on Saturday as it is on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And so when I found that out, I was like, okay. But it's really between you and God. Because if I could worship in Monday through Sunday, Saturday, I would do it. If I could do it every day, I would do it. You know, go out to a church. But, you know, I just wanted to, and see, the Lord told me, so I had to keep it off my hand. I had to get it off. I had to tell y'all. So it's, I had to let it out. So it's really, really between you and God, how you want to deal with it. Pray. He'll lead you what to do. The Holy Ghost will lead you. He sure will. He'll lead you exactly what to do. So do what he say do. Mm-hmm. Amen. Anyone else? Okay. Well, we're going to get ready to close it down, and maybe I'll talk about some of the feast days on Thursday. Maybe I'll be able to talk about it if I'm on here.
Apostle, quick question.
Yes.
One more question. So okay. Is this a way to, like, curses as well?
Do what?
Like, keeping a Sabbath, is that a way to break curses? You get what I'm saying?
Well, I'm sure if you're doing what the Lord say, if you're doing what God called you to do and tell you to do, and you're obedient, a lot of yokes will be broken. A lot of things will be broken. You can pray that curse or generational curses and stuff. You got prayers for that. You can pray. Ask God to break these curses and generational curses and things. We got prayers for you for that. Mm-hmm. And you know, I don't know. Maybe it will. I just don't know. You know, I don't know. But I'm sure if you obedient, God will bless you. You have favor on your life. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Great.
Oh, you're welcome. Amen. Amen. So we're going to get ready to close out. Let's pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now for opening up our understanding, Lord. We thank you right now, Father, for new revelation. Thank you, Father, for newness. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, I ask you to bless everyone that's upon the sound of my voice. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for teaching on tonight. Thank you tonight. Thank you for answering each and every one of our questions, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father, I'm asking you right now for a clear vision, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, I ask you right now to be a hedges of protection around them, Lord. Even in radio land, Father, I ask you to cover them all in the shed blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we bless your name on tonight. We give you glory. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. God bless you all. Thank you for being on with me as long as you have. And we will see you all on Thursday. If God say the same when we live in
Molly, let's go get him.
Give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll ease my pain. Give all that love that'll never change. Give me that, give me that, give me that, give me that. Give me that power to walk away.
Yeah.
When another God wants to take your place.
Yeah.
As much of you as I can take.
Whoa.
Give me that, give me that.
Oh, anybody ready?
Oh,
ready for his glory?
Oh,
if you must seek up a life,
oh,
let me tell you the story.
Oh,
every place that's dark,
oh,
he will bring it to light.
Oh,
hypocritical hearts, backsliders, liars, time to get right.
Oh,